A sinking boat in Steveston is leaking diesel into the river. Photos from Richmond newsreader Alyssa Ritchie show the half-sunken vessel by the dock, surrounded by oil slick booms. Diesel slick can be seen from a close-up photo of the water. The derelict vessel sank partially sometime between Wednesday night and Thursday morning, confirmed City of Richmond spokesperson Clay Adams. He explained that it is under the Canadian Coast Guard's jurisdiction and oil slick booms have been set up to mitigate any environmental hazard. Preliminary findings suggest the Imperial Landing Dock appeared undamaged, Adams added. As it turns out, the vessel is a wooden ex-fishing vessel towed to Imperial Landing after experiencing engine problems earlier on October 22, according to the Canadian Coast Guard. Crews were sent to Imperial Landing on Thursday and found the vessel was partially sunk and leaking diesel. High flotation containment booms and absorbent booms were set up to collect recoverable marine pollution, and Canadian Coast Guard crews have been replacing the absorbent pads. Steveston Harbour Authority is currently monitoring the vessel while the Canadian Coast Guard looks for a contractor to remove the vessel. "We are prepared to take immediate action if the situation changes," said the Canadian Coast Guard. The City of Richmond has also set up signage and caution tape in the area. The Canadian Coast Guard is now trying to contact the vessel's new owner after the owner reported selling it on October 25. By law, the owner will be liable for the Canadian Coast Guard's costs, as well as costs of damage caused by pollution from their vessel, said the Canadian Coast Guard. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.